Track 4, Wild Horses. My message to everyone, get out into nature. Waveney photographer Alfie Bowen knows the natural world has the power to transform lives. Photographing it, he says, has saved his own.
It's 2022, and Alfie Bowen is looking for a new project. Alfie, from Beccles, has already launched his career as a photographer and wildlife activist, releasing Wild World, an art book of his evocative images of animals, from lions to lemurs, flamingos to koi fish. Alfie is no ordinary photographer. He took up photography in 2014, when it soon became an escape for him from his teenage experiences of autism and bullying. The camera, he discovered, had the power to remove him from some dark places. He even credits photography with saving his life. Now he uses his talent. He won the Zoological Society of East Anglia Wildlife Photographer of the Year in 2016 to raise awareness of the plight facing many animal species across the world and to increase acceptance and understanding of autism. His latest project is Wild Horses, a 2-year project photographing wild horses across the UK, in the fields of Norfolk, and Massingham Heath is a favourite, in the mountains of North Wales and among the trees of the New Forest. I wanted to photograph something completely different to anything I'd done before, a fresh species and a fresh journey of exploration, he says. Horses felt like an interesting subject to explore because of my previous experiences with them. Each summer, when we were growing up, we would ride them or walk around equine rescue centres. And then when I hit some big bumps in the road during my time in education, I was moved to a part-time timetable and would spend a day each week at an equine therapy centre. Wednesdays quickly became the highlight of my week. It was so incredibly relaxing to just spend time in the company of the ponies. Every time life has taken me off my track, animals have comforted me, and horses have been a big part of that. Witnessing the animals thriving in such varied and raw environments has been incredible, says Alfie. I've been so lucky to share many of the shoots with my partner, Daisy, and to have been joined on some shoots by my family and friends. There have been plenty of shoots where I've left with nothing in the bag, but that's part of the game, and there's never been a time over the last 24 months when I haven't left a shoot feeling relaxed and touched by the strength of the bond between the horses. In many ways, says Alfie, it's been great therapy for him, as well as a photographic project. My message to everyone is to get out in nature, surround yourself with the wonderful flora and fauna that we share on our planet. Feel the sunshine on your back and the wind blowing through your hair. It can transform you. While coping with autism has been an ongoing struggle, ironically, Alfie believes it's also benefited him. He brings meticulous attention to detail to his photography, as well as emotional connection and a determination to get the shot. Photographing horses in their natural wild environments, providing a new challenge for Alfie. It pushed me in every aspect of what I do, technically, artistically and emotionally. There are tight, powerful portraits, which I guess has become my signature style over the years. But as we passed through the project, it became a case of trying to convey that emotion and personality, with also trying to include the horse's incredible surroundings. I think I've evolved as the project has. It's the first long-term project Alfie has undertaken, focusing solely on one animal, and he says for every photograph he got, he returned home to sketch out ideas for another 4 or 5 images. I wanted to show as many aspects of their lives as I could. I wanted to do justice to such a beautiful creature. Just as with Wild World, Alfie established a connection with the horses. It opened up a lot of old wounds, a lot of memories of those darker days during my time in education, and I guess that emotional energy fueled a great deal of the project, he says. I think we could certainly learn a thing or two from observing a herd of horses. There's little room for anything other than love, protection, and loyalty. He quotes the American landscape photographer and environmentalist Ansel Adams. You don't make a photograph just with a camera. You bring to the act of photography all the pictures you've seen, the books you've read, the music you've heard, the people you have loved. That definitely applies to this project, says Alfie. I've given everything to it. After a decade of photography, Alfie says it's become his therapy. There's no greater escape for me than to roam amongst nature with a camera around my neck or to sit at my desk dreaming up and sketching out potential photographs. The camera has become a great outlet for my emotional energy, a voice in many ways, and my subject, nature, has become the greatest healer. I always want to become better at what I do, and I always believe that my best work is ahead of me. Otherwise, what's the point of carrying on? I think I'm hungrier than ever to create. I've definitely become better at letting things go that are out of my control. I've learnt that you can do as much research as you want before a shoot, but it doesn't mean the weather will be as you expect, or that the animal will appear when you need it to. I'm just as tough on my work as I've always been, but I'm kinder to myself when things I can't control don't go my way. The journey has pushed him to develop as a person, he says. I've become much better socially. I wanted to visit schools and inspire the next generation. And to do that, I had to be able to stand up and talk in front of smaller groups, something I once found very difficult. I've become better at travelling, at working to deadlines, and letting myself enjoy the process of working on projects. His inspirations are his mother, grandparents, and Daisy, the animals he's lucky enough to spend time with and photograph, and photographers and authors such as Ansel Adams and Henry David Thoreau, American naturalist, essayist, poet, and philosopher. I'm a big believer in Adams, though the camera is only a tool, much like the paintbrush is, and that so much of the person behind the camera can be seen in the resulting photographs. Some of his work is also inspired by the American photographer Edward Curtis. His use of landscapes was incredible and a great help when I grappled with how to capture both the emotion and personality of the horse, as well as the landscape in which they thrive. Naturalist, nature photographer, and TV presenter Chris Packham is another source of inspiration. He's been a lifelong hero of mine. He was the first famous autistic person I knew growing up, and seeing him on TV made it all feel a little less lonely. It is a huge honour that he's now written the foreword to both my books. We've spent several hours in each other's company, sharing thoughts and photographs. Who knows what the next decade holds for Alfie? He's brimming with ideas, and there are species that he still wants to tick off my list. He has a lifelong dream to visit Africa, where he could photograph gorillas. He works closely with Worldwide Fund for Nature, and is proud to be an ambassador for Clink's Care Farm at Beccles, as well as Big Blue Ocean Cleanup and Young Bird Photographer of the Year. Over the last year or two, I've been giving talks to young autistic students, and I hope the next 10 years will allow me to touch many more lives. I want to change the world for those with autism. Wild Horses is published by ACC Art Books.